Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, the party's on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join them for their grand open house May 2nd through the 4th at 6035 Durand Avenue. Be one of the first 50 people in line Friday or Saturday and win free smoothies for a year. Yeah, you heard right. On Sunday, 50 lucky guests will win free smoothies for a year randomly throughout the day. All weekend long, buy any food item and your smoothie is on the house. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Racine, where fresh flavor meets serious fun. See you this weekend.
Visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home. Spring is
Racine. Your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you.
Good enough weather for hard-hitting action between the Racine Raiders and the Illinois Cowboys. Looking forward to this one. Back to you, Don.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew will be keeping us up to date on the sidelines of anything that's going on down there that Ian and I can't bring you up here. As the Cowboys will start off by kicking off to Racine. So ever dangerous Corey Dalton back deep for Racine as one of the deep backs to receive this kick. Kickoffs not a specialty of this Illinois Cowboys team. They do better than most teams that we see at this level, but they have struggled a bit. Boyce Allen will be kicking it off for the Cowboys. Excited to get this one underway. Ian, a game with national significance, and excited to see what happens here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a really exciting game. It's not quite almost summer weather like we've been used to the past week or so here, but it's football weather. It's, as Andrew said, 40s, 50s, and it should be an exciting night.
Yeah, and it, of course, next week is going to be 70s again when we're on the road. Just go figure. The Raiders have not had a ton of luck with weather, but it is dry, and that is important. Allen's short high kick coming up on his Dalton. He'll take it in at the 17. Dalton's going to cut across the field. Dalton with the lane, 35-40. Dalton one to beat at midfield. He's going to be dragged down by the kicker, Allen, at the 41-yard line of the Cowboys. A great opening kickoff return for Racine.
Yeah, really impressive job by the Raiders special teams unit to kind of create a hole for the runner and get a really great gain. And only had one man to beat, but a nice tackle by the Cowboys.
Allen, the kicker, able to bring him down there. So the Raiders offense, this has been the slow developing part for the team. The defense has held their own thus far this season. It's the offense that has been a little bit slow again this year. It kind of started out that way through about the first month last year. They'll need to be on target here tonight. The initial handoff goes to Heron. Heron going off of the right side, inside the 40, down to the 37-yard line. He'll pick up four. Nice run on first down to bring up a second down and six.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really important for the Raiders to establish the run early tonight. They only had 62 yards and 25 attempts last week. That's going to be really important to kind of give their offense a second dimension and keep the Cowboys on their toes.
Two tight end formation here with single wideouts each way. Heron in the backfield next to Locke. Locke looking to pass. Locke with time. Locke pulls it down. Locke, he's going to throw. Heron wide open. Makes the catch at the 15. Heron loses the football. Woodland picks it off and takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders. They put it on the ground again, but it results in six.
Yeah, what a pitch and catch. Heron with the catch almost lost it, bobbled it a little bit, but was able to kind of break away from the defense. I mentioned those five fumbles last week. They didn't lose any of those fumbles, so definitely No harm, no foul for the Raiders as they get an early touchdown on the second play from scrimmage.
And they might say this is going to be Raiders ball at the two. That
NCAA
they
rules, a runner cannot fumble the ball for a touchdown. The ball was fumbled at the six, recovered by the Raiders at the six-yard line. It'll be first down, Raiders.
So, yeah, with the change again this year, moving from NFL to NCAA rules, that not a touchdown as the Raiders are unable to advance it with the NCAA rules. So 0-0 here, but it'll be a first and goal for Racine at the 6 yard line.
Yeah, really important. Then it's going to be interesting to see what the Raiders decide to do here. They just had a big pass play, but like I said earlier, they're going to want to establish the run early. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do here on first and goal.
Locke going under center. We don't see that much from Locke. He gives to Heron. Heron trying the left side, and that is going to be disrupted. In there for the Cowboys is their defensive tackle, Ezra Harris. It'll be a gain of just a yard and bring up a second and goal from the five.
Yeah, a really nice job by Harris to wrap him up, not allow him to break that tackle and get in the end zone. It was a nice hole there, but clogged up by Harris.
Second and goal for Racine, just a minute 45 into the game. Another ball on the ground by the Raiders, though. That is a little bit concerning. As Ian said, they had five of those last week. They were able to recover four of them themselves. Heron sitting to the left of Locke, a wide out off to the left side, three bunched just off the line on the left side. Snap goes over Locke's head, and he's just going to have to hop on it. He is able to all the way back at the 24-yard line, a loss of 19, and Locke looking maybe like he's a little bit shaken up as we take another look at this on our Educators Credit Union replay.
Yeah, you mentioned the fumbles again. That's not really a fumble, but it's going to be counted as one on the stat sheet, and just got to clean up those silly mistakes. Do the Raiders, now they have a third and long situation.
And a new center this week for Racine, Nick Nelson in there, out of St. Norbert College. So somebody for Locke to get used to, and the Raiders are going to have to take an early timeout now as a 6-0 lead has turned into a third and goal from the 23-yard line. So we're going to step away for 30. We'll be back. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Our active body fitness trivia question. The Raiders went 17-1 in that 1995 championship year. Who was the only team to beat them? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Locke has Heron to his right on a third and goal from the 23-yard line now. Payne off to the right side, Woodland to the left, Revolinski on the left side of the line. Locke under immediate pressure, backing up. Locke throwing, finds Revolinski. Revolinski at the 20, and Revolinski will be pushed out of bounds there. It'll be a pickup of just 3 yards and bring up a fourth and goal from the 20. And it looks like this will set up a 37-yard field goal attempt. And they're going to send out Brady Wodak to kick this one as opposed to the rookie kicker Mike Peralta. Wodak, some opportunities a year ago kicking, did a good job for the Raiders. Saw Peralta out there earlier doing warm-ups, so not sure with the decision here to go with Wodak, maybe the distance into a pretty stiff wind here, Ian, going right into his face.
Yeah. Wodak's career long is 39. This will be from 37. So I got to imagine this is due to Wodak's stronger leg.
Snap is there. Hold is down. Line drive kick, and it is wide to the right. So a promising opening drive by Racine results in nada. The Illinois Cowboys with some momentum now as they are able to hold. And we are knotted at zero with 11:11 on the clock. So an appropriate time for you Raiders fans to make a wish that the Raiders can pull out their 31st straight win here tonight in this battle of the number one team in the country, the Raiders, and the number four team in the country, the Illinois Cowboys. Thanks for joining us on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Happy to be bringing you this game. It's a game that has a lot of eyeballs on it across the country, and we've got a 5-camera setup for you, so bringing it all out here tonight for everybody that is tuned in. Good size crowd here tonight. Both parking lots at Horlick Field completely full. People were out tailgating very early today. A lot of action at Horlick Field altogether, as there were also three baseball games here on the baseball field tonight, or earlier today. Treadwell comes out with three receivers to the right and a back off to his right. He's looking to pass, a little flip over to the right side to Jalen Irving, and Irving is going to be escorted out of bounds. It's going to be a loss, and a big loss at that, all the way back to the 21-yard line. So they're going to lose six on that and bring up a second and 16, Ian.
Yeah, I don't know. That was an interesting play call. The Cowboys kind of had one of the receivers in motion on that far side of the field, and they threw it to that same side. I would have kind of expected them to go to the opposite side to kind of catch the Raiders' defense off guard.
So Cowboys' first play nets them behind the sticks here. With a second down and 16, but their offense, they can strike quickly. It'll be Irving in the backfield to the left of Treadwell. Two receivers each way for Treadwell. The handoff to Irving. Irving finds a little bit of a lane. It closes quickly, and he'll get to about the 24-yard line before he's taken down. I believe that was Anton Graham with the initial contact. It'll leave up, a third and 13 for Illinois.
Yeah, you saw on that last play, John Moore was kind of in motion on the jet sweep, trying to, like I said earlier, catch the Raiders off guard. They have a really good front seven. You mentioned a lot of those defensive linemen earlier, Don, and just, I think the Cowboys are going to want to try to kind of do anything they can to avoid the wrath of the Raiders front seven.
9:45 to go here in our first quarter. No score. First drive for the Cowboys after they held the Raiders scoreless on their first drive, after it looked like the Raiders were in for a TD, and now the Cowboys will have to take an early timeout here in the first quarter themselves with a lot of confusion on their sideline on offense. Both teams burning a timeout on offense early in the first quarter. We'll step away. No score. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, the party's on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join them for their grand open house May 2nd through the 4th at 6035 Durand Avenue. Be one of the first 50 people in line Friday or Saturday and win free smoothies for a year. Yeah, you heard right. On Sunday, 50 lucky guests will win free smoothies for a year randomly throughout the day. All weekend long, buy any food item and your smoothie is on the house. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Racine, where fresh flavor meets serious fun. See you this weekend.
Well, the Raiders opening drive, a nice kick return by Corey Dalton. Looked like they got into the end zone, but it was a fumble by Heron, picked up by Woodland. And in the NCAA rules, you can't advance that unless Heron would be the one that would pick it up. So the Raiders lost out on points there and then missed a field goal wide to the right. Now they have the Cowboys third and 13. Treadwell with time, rolling to his left. Treadwell, he's going to run with it. Treadwell to the 30, the 35. Second effort might have gotten him the first down. It does, to the 38-yard line as he picks up 14 on third and 12, and the Cowboys will move the chains.
Yeah, really nice job by Treadwell, noticing how the Raiders were really covered their receivers well. Treadwell finding the opening in the defense, and was able to get to the sideline first for a first down.
Still seems to be some confusion, as you saw a player trying to run out on the field. That's Joshua Hampton. Now he does run out. He'll replace Irving. as Treadwell brings a play in from the sidelines. A first and 10 now for the Cowboys at their own 38-yard line. Under 9 minutes to play here in our opening quarter. Now the Raiders are going to do a little bit of a sub here as Channing Schultz will exit. And not sure who actually came in. Don't have that number on our roster. Might have been a jersey change here.
Time out, Cowboys. Second charge timeout.
Wow, and the Illinois Cowboys using two timeouts early here in the first quarter. We're not even halfway through the first quarter. They've used two of them. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
You're listening to a special sports break.
First and 10 for Illinois at their own 38-yard line. They've now used two of their timeouts here in the first half. They go empty backfield, three receivers to the right for Treadwell. Treadwell stepping up in the pocket, dancing around. Raiders contain, flag comes out. Pass is thrown and complete in the turf at the 41-yard line to Hampton, but this is coming back.
Holding, 56 White.
The left tackle, Darius Crosby, called for a hold. It will move the Cowboys back 10 yards and bring up a first down and 20 as we hear from referee Keith Turner. Brings up a first and 20 at the 28-yard line of the Cowboys. And these are the type of penalties that can really hurt you. The Raiders hurt by these types of penalties last week, Ian, as they had double-digit penalties in that win over Flag City.
Yeah, 14 penalties, as you mentioned. Those are for 100 yards. They shut out the Phantoms last week, but they might as well. That's really the equivalent of giving up a touchdown. You can't really afford to still make those silly mistakes in such an important game as this one.
They go empty backfield again with three receivers to the right. Treadwell with the hand clap. And again, I think Crosby's going to get called for a false start as he had Haggins lined up against
ball,
him.
False start, offense, 5-yard penalty, still first down.
So I'll bring up a first down and 25 now as you take a look at the Raiders' sideline with Will Norwood. Seeing some practice snapping going on there with Nick Nelson after the high snap out of that pistol formation cost the Raiders on the opening drive. A big loss on that play of 15-ish yards that really put them out of scoring contention. Same formation from the Cowboys as they come out first and 25 now. Now back at their 23-yard line. Raiders showing blitz. They come with Young ball back. Treadwell. Gary Young left his number on the back of Treadwell. A loss back to the 16-yard line. A loss of 7.
And apparently the Cowboys forgot Young's number. He was went untouched right into the back of Treadwell for a nice sack.
That is a player you need to make sure that you account for. And after two mental errors by Crosby with penalties, they end up going at him there, and another mental error of not picking up the speedy blitzing linebacker in Young.
Yeah, I gotta imagine in the preparation for this week's game, the Cowboys, one of their points was to have 15 circled at all times, make sure they know where he is at all times, and apparently that message didn't get through on that play.
Gary Young Jr. named the best linebacker in the country, and they just left Treadwell. They're very lucky that ball didn't come out. Three receivers to right again. A quick snap by Treadwell. Treadwell, a little screen. He completes it to King, and Schultz is there along with Young, and they bring him down. Forward progress up to the 22-yard line, a gain of 6, but it'll leave him with a third and 26 coming up.
Yeah, that looked a little out of sync. I think Treadwell threw a little bit behind his receiver. I don't know if there was a timing issue, but as you mentioned, third down and long coming up for the Cowboys.
Cowboys need to get almost to midfield for a first down. They are back at their 23-yard line, technically 25, third and 25 here. They move that ball up a yard, giving them a credit for an extra yard there. Hagans telling the crowd, let's go, gear it up, give this defense some support. And the crowd responds as you start to hear some of the cowbells out here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Trips off to the right in an empty backfield for Treadwell. Treadwell, couple of quick claps. Young again blitzing, and the ball is complete to Ja Moore, and flags come in. That is going to be a hit to the head, and it's going to be a first down for the Cowboys. The one thing the Raiders couldn't do in that situation is a big penalty, and it looks like they are going to get nailed for it here as there are three yellow hankies on the field.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate by the Raiders. That was a really great defensive possession. It looked like you were going to get off the field, give the ball back to your offense, but there's a bad penalty there. And it looked like Young was also untouched on that play. Treadwell was lucky to get the ball off before Young was able to reach him. But, yeah, there's still an unfortunate penalty, which could have been a really nice defensive drive.
Hear from Keith Turner.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness, number 9. That'd be a 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Crowd doesn't agree. Alvin Turner flagged for that, and the penalty flags hurting Racine again here this week as that moves it up to the 49-yard line and gives the Cowboys another fresh set of downs. And the Raiders still kind of talking to the officials. Turner went over to one of the officials that threw a flag, and he explained to him, and he seemed satisfied with why they threw the flag. Turner was trying to say, I got him more with my forearm, but I think it was because it was still to the head area. Didn't really matter in that situation with 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score. This national matchup, number 1, Racine Raiders riding a 30-game winning streak, and the fourth-ranked Illinois Cowboys coming in with an equivalent 3-0 record on this season as the Raiders. They will keep a back in the backfield this time for the Cowboys. That will be Jared Bartelamy. And they'll have three receivers to the right, one to the left for Treadwell. Treadwell with time. He's going to step up. Treadwell's going to run. Treadwell will dive down at the 45-yard line of Racine. Picks up 6 as Gary Young Jr. stops him. It'll be a 2nd and 4 for Illinois.
Yeah, that looked like a designed run by Treadwell. A little quarterback draw and kind of exploiting the hole in the Raiders' defense. The edge has been really good from the Raiders, and I guess the Cowboys were just trying to run it up the gut, and they got a nice gain on first down.
Treadwell is hurt. Yeah, he is down on the sideline for the Cowboys, and see who they're going to have at quarterback.
That could be a huge development.
Yeah, he was down on all fours. Looks like they're going to have Darrell King in at quarterback now with Bartelamy off his right hip. Two receivers off to the right side. That's Whitaker and Moore. One receiver over to the left. It's going to be a handoff to Bartelamy. He tries to stretch it outside. Gary Young slowed him down, and Ron Hagans comes in with the baggins and drops him for a loss of a yard. It'll bring up a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, a nice stop by Hagans, but it'll be interesting to see. We have our roster. Darrell King's listed as a wide receiver, so we don't really know how much passing experience he has in his football career. But if he's going to stay in a quarterback, that could kind of damper the game plan for the Cowboys, and the Raiders may be more inclined to try to stop the run.
And now Treadwell is coming back to the game, but the way he was jogging out there did not look, and now they're going to have a flag. He came into the huddle before they got the 12th player out.
Substitute infraction, 12 men in the huddle. Offense.
So push them back 5 yards and bring up a 3rd and 10. And Cowboys with their palms to the sky, but it was a good call. Treadwell entered the huddle, and then the running back Bartelemy left, did the little spin move and left after he was already in the huddle. Nico Lemke checking in for Racine for a little more speed on that defensive line as he gives fellow Whitewater alumnus Anton Graham a high five, or low five, mid five, waist five. 2.5 to play, 3rd and 10 for the Cowboys. They have it at their, on their half of the field at their 49. Drive extended by a personal foul. 3 receivers to the right, 1 back in the backfield. Treadwell moving to his right, has time, firing. He connects with Whitaker. And Whitaker is going to be taken down. Elvin Turner drops him, and it'll bring up a 4th and 8 at the Racine 48-yard line. See what the Illinois Cowboys decide to do here, if they're kind of in an area where they think they can go for it, or if they're going to send out the punting unit, and it looks like the kicking ball is entering the game.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by the Raiders defense, just kind of limiting anything down the field, kind of forcing Treadwell to take the check down and force a punt.
Boyce Allen back to punt. It'll be Norwood along with Dalton back to return for Racine. Raiders let him get it off. A short kick. Dalton comes up on it, fields it at the 19. Dalton up to the 25. He's going to try and change directions, and he'll be taken down at the 27-yard line as he could not escape the grip of the defender there. And on that tackle was Ty Smith. But it'll be first down for Racine in what's been a defensive battle here through the first 13 and a half minutes, Ian. We kind of expected we might see a defensive battle, both these teams with excellent defenses.
Yeah, we mentioned Racine. They've shut out their opponents in 2 out of their 3 games. Cowboys have also been really good, allowing only a total of 26 points, only 41 points in their 3 games. Still pretty good. But yeah, it should be a defensive battle. Number 1 versus number 4 in the country.
Raiders come out, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left for Locke. He has Heron to his left in the backfield. H-back on the left side of the formation. Locke scanning. Locke firing to the near sideline to Payne, and Payne has it. 1 foot down. That's all he needs in the NCAA at the 36-yard line. A gain of 9. It'll be a 2nd down and 1.
A nice adjustment by Payne to kind of go to the ball, not waiting it to come to you. And they're able to get the completion and get into a little bit of a rhythm here. As, like we mentioned, the offense has had kind of a slow start to the season.
Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. No score. Heron takes the handoff, and Heron nowhere to go as he gets stood up and slammed down. White in on the tackle along with Winesbury, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 3 for Racine on the loss of 2.
Yeah, Heron tried to cut that one back, but Cowboys defenders were just too quick, got to him with no time to escape.
So we see the trainers taking a look at J.D. Hardy, the tattoo artist for Racine. Twin receivers each way. Tom Benko in there at running back now for Racine. Locke working out of the pistol. Benko motioning out of the backfield to the right. Locke throwing, going deep for Payne, and overshoots Payne along the near sideline out of bounds, and it's going to bring up 4th down, and the Raiders will likely send out Brady Wodak here to punt after a 3 and out by Racine. They'll give it right back to Illinois, and that could play a role in this game as the defense was out there for quite a while for Racine on that last drive, Ian.
Yeah, we saw Racine on their first drive of the game kind of. No, that was a big play. I had a big pass to get inside the 10 and maybe the 5, but really, other than that, I haven't really been able to get too much going.
Wodak, big leg, line drive kick, It's going to hit at the 26, take a Raiders bounce, and almost touch. Did it touch one of the Cowboys players? And it doesn't. Parchman was in the area, so the punt down to the 22-yard line, 44-yard punt into a pretty stiff wind to end the first quarter of play. We have no score. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Yeah, it's really been a game of a showcase of the two defenses. We had a couple of those early fumbles by the Raiders, and other than that penalty by the Raiders on defense, they've really stifled the Cowboys offense. So it's really been a defensive battle. I know in their last matchup, the Raiders beat the Cowboys 40-0. So I know that Illinois is really trying to not let that happen again.
J.D. Hardy out there for Racine. Bartolome to the right of Treadwell. Treadwell left for a play in that first quarter, shaken up a bit. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Treadwell fakes a handoff, a little screen pass to King. King out on the far side of the field at the numbers. He'll be dropped. Turner in on that tackle. He'll end up pretty much no gain on the play. Second down and 10, we'll call it.
Yeah, and Illinois just trying to get the ball out to their weapons, kind of make the Raiders make a play rather than let the defensive line that we talked about earlier wreak havoc on the Cowboys offensive line.
So you take a look at some of the offensive coaches for the Raiders, taking a look at some of the plays that have been run and showing that to the players on the sideline. Just underway in the second quarter, no score in this game between two nationally ranked opponents in the top five nationally. Twin receivers each way this time for Treadwell with Bartolome to his left. Treadwell with a couple of claps, has time, throwing, screen pass. Bartolome loses the football, they're going to say incomplete. Dicing in there for Racine was Marquan Holloway, and he dislodged that ball to bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, that could have been a big hit. Treadwell really kind of put his receiver in a spot where he was going to turn off field, but there was a Racine Raider there to break it up, like you said.
Treadwell's done that a few times in this game, left his receivers wide open for big-time shots.
Yeah, he had that penalty, the head that got called, but yeah, that's only one example of that.
Back to the left of Treadwell, twin receivers each way on a third down and 10 for Illinois. Under immediate pressure, and he's going to be whipped down. Believe that was Cordero Williams that was in there first for Racine with the sack, a loss of 4 yards, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 14 for Illinois as we take another look at that sack and confirm.
Yeah, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 defensive linemen are on the line for the Raiders, and the offensive line for the Cowboys doesn't know what to do with it. They leave their quarterback, Treadwell, unguarded.
Paul and Hagen's in on that one as well. The punt by Allen. Norwood at the Raiders 40. Norwood dancing around, going to the far sideline, finds 5 yards and steps out of bounds. It'll be Racine football, first and 10 at their 45 after the punt of 41 yards and the return of 5 yards as you take a look at the fans in the stands here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Nothing like it at this level of football. You're not gonna be able to get a shot like that at any other stadium of that many fans and in that shot.
Yeah, truly a really special environment here at Horlick Field. Like you mentioned at the top of the broadcast, George Halas, Curly Lambeau, both coached on these very grounds. It's a really cool environment for semi-pro football.
Twin receivers each way as Jayshon Foster checks into the game. Rico Flores in the slot on the left side. Bibby Davis out wide to the left. Locke with the back to his left as he stands working out of the shotgun here. Maybe audibling over to the right side. He has Gaines in the slot on the right side along with Foster. Locke fakes the handoff. Pump fakes. Locke hit as he throws and a little too long for Gaines and a little too off for Foster, who is going down the seam, and it'll bring up second and 10.
Yeah, it looked like Foster was, again, hard to know who he was throwing to, but Foster had everyone beat. It looked like if the quarterback Locke's arm wasn't hit as he threw, that could have been a big play for Racine.
Yeah, he had to step right up into that pressure to toss that one. Gaines and Davis off to the left side. Foster in single coverage over to the right side. One safety deep here for the Cowboys. Jason Kelly in the backfield. He'll take the pitch. Kelly trying to get through a lot of white jerseys and a good job. Second, third effort of being able to pick up a yard on that play. Third down and 9. Chenault Carey out there helping him pick up that yard. And the Raiders with another third down here.
Yeah, we mentioned the running game struggles for the Raiders last week. Only, I think, 65 yards. And so far it's continued. As we mentioned, the Cowboys' defense has been really good as well. And they've been able to stifle the Raiders' offense.
12 and a half minutes to play in the first half. No score. Illinois Cowboys, Racine Raiders. Two safeties this time for the Cowboys. Two receivers to the right for Racine. Foster off to the left side. Cowboys showing blitz. They back off. Locke with time. Now under pressure. Locke steps up. Locke dancing around. Locke is going to tuck and go. Locke gets outside the numbers on the far side of the field. He's laid out of bounds. I don't think he got the first down initially, but that late hit out of bounds is going to result in a first down for Racine as hats are coming off as well. So now we'll have to see, and another flag comes out as Locke is not happy, one of the Cowboys players helping him out. But that was a decapitation attempt along the far sideline by the Illinois Cowboys defense.
Yeah, that could have been bad. That was a really good job by Locke to kind of look off the Cowboy secondary and scramble to a first down. He knew it was third down. He knew he had to get the first to keep the drive going. And I'm not sure if he got the first down, but he definitely did after that hit.
Well, Locke is fired up now, and we saw a shuffle pass by him a la Brett Favre last week. And now we'll get an opportunity to see if taking that first big hit in the game, if he ends up going into a whole nother zone here with like Brett Favre used to do back in his day. As the officials are talking through all these, and now we have a chain gang member that is down as well over on the far sidelines. A lot of activity going on that far sideline. The officials seem content, and we're going to hear from Keith Turner in just a moment. So one of the penalties would be not a dead ball, should result in the first down. Then we'll see about the
personal foul
on the sideline.
Late hit, out of bounds. That'd be a 15-yard penalty, first down.
All right, so they are just going to wave everything else that happened along the sideline off here, and it'll be a first down for Racine. So we've seen this now from both teams. the Raiders on defense, a hit on a receiver over the middle where it was kind of that forearm to the helmet resulted in a first down on a third and long play. And now on this one where I don't know that Locke had gotten the first down with his legs, but the penalty will set Racine up with a first and 10 at the 32-yard line of the Illinois Cowboys.
Yeah, and we saw in that penalty you mentioned earlier, the Cowboys weren't able to capitalize and see if the Raiders were able to. And that could be the difference in this first half.
Just under 12 minutes to play here in the first half. Two receivers each way for Locke. Locke fakes the handoff, and he throws to Gaines. Gaines bobbling, pulls it in, finally at the 25, and that's where his forward progress will end. A pickup of 7, as Locke was very close to being over the line, but his body was behind it. Some part of his body was definitely behind it there.
Yeah, that was really good awareness by Locke. You see faking the handoff, and Ming, it seemed like he's going to go to run, but being aware that his body was on the line of the scrimmage, was able to pass, get a nice game.
And Gaines almost lost that football at the end. The Raiders need to protect that ball. Triplet in the backfield now with Locke. Two receivers each way for Racine. Second and 3. Fakes the handoff. Screen to Bibby Davis, and that got read very, very well by Dakaris Davis. Davis was nearly able to get in there. That was very dangerous. Could have been a pick 6 the other way, Ian.
Yeah, that was a decent job by the other receiver to kind of block. Didn't really finish the block as well as he could have. And as you see here, that almost resulted in at least an incompletion, bringing that up.
No gain on the play, so it'll result in a 3rd and 3 at the 25 for Racine. Triplet in the backfield to the right of Locke. Twin receivers to the left. One to the right. Rico Flores moves H-back left to the right side. Locke with time. He's going to dump it off for Triplet. Triplet with the first down and more. Triplet the 20. And Triplet out of bounds at the 18 as we hit the Anton Painting red zone. Going this way.
A really good job by the coaching staff of the Raiders to just kind of look at that little HB slip screen and not really going for the home run, just kind of going for a single to get the first down, keep the drive moving.
All right, Raiders, Anton Painting and Decorating. Red zone, if you call them for a refresh today. Locke under pressure, steps up, he's going to run. Locke will slide down at the 10-yard line. He picks up 9, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and 1 with 9:30 to play here in the first half.
Yeah, Locke's been doing a really good job of using his footwork. You saw the read option kind of RPO a couple plays ago, and able to step up on the pocket there and get a nice little gain on first down.
Did the Cowboys, they need to respot the ball. The Raiders were ready to go quickly. Somebody called a timeout here. No, what's going on? The officials came. Both teams thought a timeout got called. And now Keith Turner saying, no, there's no timeout. The Raiders, I think, assume that the Cowboys called a timeout to avoid a 12 men on the field penalty because they were ready to snap it. But the officials just wanted to respot the football.
But I love the aggression from the Raiders trying to get the Cowboys defense tired. You're in the red zone for the 2nd time today, trying to get your first points of the night, trying to punch it in.
Norwood over to the left side, two receivers to the right. Triplet behind Locke, standing a couple yards behind him. Cowboys bunching the middle, and now Locke moves Gaines from the right side to the left side. Back judge's arm is up in the air. The countdown is started. Locke takes, gives to Triplet. Triplet a little bit of a lane. He'll have the first down. Down to the 6-yard line. Picks up 4. And it'll be 1st and goal for Racine.
And that's just classic hard-nosed football. Run it straight up the gut. Move the chains. And now you got 1st and goal from the 6. Trying to get your first points of the night.
Raiders again on the opening drive got into the end zone, but it was called back because it was off of a fumble. And in NCAA rules, you can't advance a fumble forward unless it is the fumbling player. Triplett to the left of Locke. Three receivers over to the right side. Tight end on the left side of the formation. Locke scanning, throwing, and that is knocked away as he was looking for the big receiver gains. Knocked down by Ronald Pledger, one of the better DBs in the Midwest. And it'll bring up a second and goal from the six as we look at this one again.
Yeah, I got that Locke was trying to hit his big receiver, but that was a risky pass. As you're going to see, that was straight in the double coverage. Lucky that wasn't intercepted. That could have been a disaster for the Raiders.
And Pledger thought he should have it there. Again, that Anton painting and decorating red zone for the Raiders. Second time they've been in it tonight on their first drive. And now on this one with 8:04 to play in the first half, no score. Faking the handoff, and Locke, he's going to keep it himself, and Locke is going to pick up maybe a yard before he's brought down by Pegasus, and it'll bring up a third down and goal for Racine.
Yeah, the Raiders are trying to use Locke's speed, as we've talked about before, but that time the Cowboys were all over it, and were able to stop and not, and also not let Locke kind of pitch it to one of his receivers, Drew, is running.
Third and goal for Racine. Bibby Davis off to the left side. Just off the line on the left side is Gaines. Two receivers to the right. Triplett is to the left of Locke. Locke under immediate pressure, rolling to his right. Locke trying to get away. Locke losing his footing, fumbles the football out of bounds on the far sideline, all the way back at the 17-yard line. Loses a dozen on the play, and it's going to result in another field goal attempt by Racine. That's going to be 34 or 35 yards unless they decide to go for it here on fourth down after missing their first field goal. But this time, they'll have their wind at their back if they choose to go for it, and they will trot out Brady Wodak.
Yeah, one of the things we said at the top of this game, defense is going to be the key. We saw the Raiders were starting to matriculate the ball down the field, kind of wear on the Cowboys defense, but a really nice job by Illinois to kind of, once they're in the red zone, hold their ground, have that almost interception there, and force a field goal.
Raiders missed a 37-yarder going the other way, wide right. This one a 36-yard attempt. Hold is down, kick is away, and that one is through. The Raiders are on the board first with 7:05 to play in the first half. Racine takes a 3-0 lead on the Illinois Cowboys. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience, of beauty and commitment,
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Ian, a big game between two very defensive-minded teams. In these games, the Raiders have been inside the 10-yard line twice now, and they have only come away with 3 points in this one. That's dangerous territory there.
Yeah, and we talked about those kind of silly mistakes, unforced errors. You had last week the 11 penalties, the multiple fumbles. We already had two fumbles in this game. Not the kind of football that's going to get when you allow a game, especially against a team as good as Illinois. As the Illinois Cowboys, we'll see if we're able to get away with it tonight.
Bellamy brings it in at the 5-yard line. He's going to be upended at the 17-yard line. Coming in there for Racine was Bubba Revolinski with the tackle along with Stephon Chapman. And that is where the Illinois Cowboys will start with the football for this drive, trailing in this game for the first time. 3-0, 6:58 to play in the first half, and they only have one timeout remaining. They used two early on in that first quarter, Ian.
Yes, that's the other thing, kind of moving back to that kind of sloppiness on both sides. You wonder if this has to do with nerves, I guess. Like we mentioned in the top of the broadcast, the teams have a history with each other. They both used to play in the same league in the MSFL. And you gotta imagine this is a big game for both teams, one they've kind of taken really seriously, even though they're not in the same league anymore.
Twin wideouts each way here for Treadwell as he has Irving to his left. Irving started the game at running back for the Illinois Cowboys. Treadwell with time. He's going to throw deep. And is it caught? Did Moore get a foot down? He did at the 40-yard line along the Raiders sideline. A pickup of 23. And the Cowboys, with a big hitter, pick up the first down.
Really nice job by Moore to track that ball down and fight for it. While staying in bounds, getting a foot in bounds, and moving the sticks for the Cowboys.
Cowboys trailing by three. Raiders with a missed field goal, and now a 37-yarder missed wide right. Just hit a 36-yarder for the first points in this game. Twin receivers each way again here for Treadwell. Treadwell with Moore in motion, and the snap was high, and Nico Lemke is able to fall on him, as well as Antonio Dundee out there for Racine. The Wolf in on a sack, a loss of a couple, second and a dozen.
And really all game, the Illinois offense has kind of been in a spread formation. Four receivers, only one running back, trying to kind of avoid the Raiders front seven. It's been very vaunted this season. And that time they were trying to get up through the gut, trying to catch the Raiders off guard, but they were up to the task.
Second and a dozen for the Cowboys at their 38-yard line. King and Whitaker off to the left side, two receivers to the right. Moore is out wide to the right side. Treadwell with Irving to his left, claps the hands. Treadwell with time. Treadwell throwing deep middle, and he's short, looking for Darrell King in Raiders territory near midfield at the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up a third and 12 for the Illinois Cowboys.
Yeah, it looked like the Cowboys and Treadwell had a bit of an opening and saw a soft spot in the Raiders defense, but he just left a little short. But it was the right idea to kind of get through the Raiders defense.
Defensive battle here in this meeting between the number one Racine Raiders nationally, the number four Illinois Cowboys. This Cowboys team has been tested already, winning a one-point game against the Indy Bison and a very close come-from-behind game against the Michigan Bills. Two receivers each way on third and 12 for Illinois. Treadwell working out of the pistol with Irving to his right. Treadwell with time, launching deep, and nobody home. Great coverage by Marquon Holloway as he was looking for King down the far sideline. Incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down, and they're going to send out Boyce Allen in the punting unit yet again.
I don't imagine the Illinois Cowboys have a lot of plays in the playbook for third down and 12, so you just kind of hoist it up there to your receiver, overthrown. I get, like you said, nice coverage by Racine and Marquon Holloway.
5:10 to play here in our first half. 3-0 the lead for Racine, and they're looking to get the football back here as Dalton and Norwood have a brief conversation back deep. Kick is away. It's a short kick angled towards the Cowboys sideline. Takes a Cowboys bounce, and it will bounce out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Just a kick of 32 yards. As that wind has died down a bit now, but Racine will have a first and 10 at their own 30. 5 minutes to play in the first half. They have two timeouts remaining.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see in these last 5 minutes. I think it'll be really, really crucial for the Raiders to at least get some points, preferably a touchdown. But you're going to give the ball back to Illinois for the second half. You really want to get some more points on the board to make the task of coming back a lot more daunting for the Cowboys.
Raiders break two receivers off to the left side. They send out Will Norwood out wide to the left. Rico Flores in the slot on the left side. Payne over on the right with Bibby Davis. Locke hands it off. And that is Hayes. And Hayes is able to find just a yard of space down there to the 31-yard line. Bring up a second down and 9.
Yeah, and kind of going back to what I said on the before the last play, just trying to kind of score before the half and not give give Illinois a whole lot of a chance to score themselves before the half. I don't know if you're going to be able to milk the clock all the way down from 5 minutes, but definitely do as much as you can with only one timeout for the Cowboys.
They mark it as a gain of two, so a second down and 8 for Racine, with Hayes in the backfield to the left of Locke, twin receivers each way. Locke looking to pass. Locke firing middle of the field, a dangerous pass into double coverage, looking for Rico Flores, and in the area there was the linebacker Brian McNeil, who may have gotten a hand on it, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 8.
Yeah, you see the C on McNeil's chest, and you see why. Some nice coverage by the linebacker there as Locke was trying to put it on a line into his receiver, but just couldn't get it in there.
Woodland is all alone on the right side of the field. Safety help will be over there. Two receivers to the left with Payne and Bibby Davis out to the left. Now Raiders with two receivers each way for Locke and Hayes to his right. And some movement on the line. It looked like Pegas may have caused Zimmerman to jump. We'll see what the officials think here. Cowboys pointing backwards. Did Pegas get into the neutral zone and force that? And Raiders saying yes.
Offsides. 19 Black jumped in the neutral zone, causing the offensive player to move. Had to be 5 yards, still 3rd down.
And take a look at this on the replay. You can write down the line here. Oh, switched away. But take a look at when he hops.
Right there.
Yep, in the neutral zone. Pegas knew it. He was hitting his helmet after they called the penalty. A couple of the Cowboys players didn't agree, but Pegas said, yep, nope, I was there.
And it makes it a much easier 3rd down for the Raiders. Now it opens up both the pass and the run.
Twin receivers each way on a 3rd and 3, under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Locke